Hello and welcome to Stuff About Energy Production. This podcast is brought to you by Kimray, where we help energy producers solve their biggest control challenges. You can check us out at kimray.com for more helpful resources like this. My name is Curtis. I'm here today with Jordan, who is a product support technician with Kimray. Been here. How long have you been here, Jordan?
Oh, I've been at Kimray about 10 years now.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You having a good day?
So far, so good.
Okay.
A little tired.
Good lunch.
Otherwise, lunch was great.
What'd you have?
Sandwich and chips.
Okay.
Kept it real basic.
Turkey?
Yeah, turkey. Mm. Turkey and cheese.
Mustard?
No mustard.
Oh.
I went mayo.
Oh, okay. I'll let it slide this time.
You don't like mayo?
No.
That's too bad.
No. I don't know what it is. It's like congealed oil or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the word congealed just turns me off.
Yeah, I don't like mayo anymore either. Just because of that word.
I got you. Be a mustard guy. It's ground grains or something. Jordan, we're here to talk about the high-pressure control valve.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read our little promo here, and then we'll talk about it. So a high-pressure control valve, upstream oil and gas producers around the globe use these to control processes like separation and pressure reduction. So we did a video last month, I think, about the high-pressure control valve. Very versatile product. And one of the things we were talking about off-air was – this was a product that was released, I should know this, I think it's in the 90s, before these crazy, like, things we call, you know, videos and internet and that kind of thing, right? Digital marketing. And so what we wanted to do was kind of revisit some of these things, older products, more legacy products, I guess you would call this one, that didn't get the treatment or as much maybe promotion or coverage at the time, or just haven't been visited for a little while, and talk about some of their key features and what this has been a very successful product for Kimray and something that energy producers have found very useful, obviously. And so we just wanted to touch on some of the benefits and some of the ways energy producers are using it for their production processes. So with all that wind up, we're going to talk about five user-friendly features of the Kimray high-pressure control valve. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first we say it's open yoke design. So tell us about that.
Open yoke design means that you're able to see through the middle of the valve. So you have an actuator up top, and then you have the actual heavy lifting part, which is the valve down below. In the middle, you have a yoke with a stem that you can see move up and down. One of the good features here is that we actually we stick a travel indicator on the yoke that you can see from the outside that will indicate how open or closed the valve is. This is different from other valves that don't have the open yoke design in that you can't really see how open or closed the valve is. So it's just like a key plain indicator of where it's at.
Well, do you get questions or calls about other products where they're not sure where it's at? Or
no.
Okay.
No, but because it is an indicator, we do get certain calls that will say, hey, I can see that my valve is slamming open and closed, and I know that's not right. So can we work through a troubleshooting process? Also, the other end of that would be it's not opening at all. I'm sending a signal to it. It's a pretty plain feature, but it's a very handy feature.
Yeah.
Almost so simple that you kind of miss it on first glance.
So visual inspection, you can see exactly
where your
valve's at.
Oh, yeah.
Number two is it has field convertible top works. Tell us about that feature.
So field convertible top works, high pressure control valves, you have typically pressure to open or pressure to close. You don't need to buy a new valve for each of those with our product. You can just flip the top works to make it pressure open to pressure closed or vice versa. No needed materials, simple hand tools to do that job. Everything can be done in the field with what you got. So
it's separated, I guess, from the production fluid because it's the yoke's in the middle. So I assume that's just kind of a safety feature there. And you can work on it without worrying about disrupting.
Yep. Don't need to turn. You don't need a double block and bleed. It has nothing to do with the pipeline. You just take the top works off. Of course, make sure that the supply is turned off going to the top works.
Right.
But after that, take it off, reverse it, reverse the action of it. Everything's there that you need.
So does it stay closed while you're doing that?
Depends on how it was when you started the work.
I guess what I'm asking is, can fluid be flowing through the the valve while you're doing this. You probably don't want that.
Yeah, you probably don't. Again, it kind of depends on the application. Mm-hmm. It may not matter down the line. If it does, obviously close it down. Mm-hmm. Typically, people will close off the process when they're working on a valve for any reason.
But you mentioned like double block. You don't necessarily have to do that because you're not expecting to get anything.
Correct.
You
coming through.
Come through.
Correct.
Because you're just on the top. Very cool. And we have videos on our video on how to flip the top works as well.
Yes.
Is there a way that it comes standard from Kimray if they don't specify?
Pressure open standard.
Okay.
So we'll say pressure open, fill closed, field reversible. If people want it pressure closed, they can order it that way.
All right. Third is that we have zero emission options. Tell me about those.
What we can do with a high pressure control valve is control it with compressed air, which would make this, you know, okay with greenhouse gas regulations. They can be actuated with natural gas, of course, but if you're trying to become more emissions friendly, they can also be actuated with compressed air. Also, another option, and this is all of our high pressure control valves can be utilized with certain electric actuators. Mm-hmm. You just take that pneumatic top works off, still have the valve, and then put it right down where the yoke was, the electric actuator. Mm-hmm. You have emissions free control at that point.
Are you getting many questions about those options? Like you personally, like,
oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, I mean, you've got your finger to the pulse a little bit in terms of who's calling anyway, is it, or emailing, I guess, mm-hmm. is it, more on one side, more people using air compressors or more using electric actuation?
Oh, that's a really good question. I would say it's more, first, it's kind of changing. So we continuously get calls and emails from reporting type people when it comes mm-hmm. to emissions, mm-hmm. just trying to do calculations, figure out how many sites are emitting what. Mm-hmm. But now it's kind of flipping and people are thinking about it more from the front end. So from the design, you know, before they mm-hmm. put everything on the skid. Mm-hmm. I would say those people are moving more towards automated designs. So they're asking about voltages for the electric actuators that we sell, mm-hmm. Electrical requirements, how much force they can put out, you know, what they can actuate, mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
Now, is your whole team getting trained on that, or do they pass all those to you with your...
No.
You were an electrician, right?
Yeah, I was an electrician at one point, but across the board, our whole team can help with those questions.
Oh, that's great. So just... If you order a high pressure control valve, it's set up for pneumatic signal if you don't specify.
Yep.
And traditionally, those have been used natural gas mm-hmm. On site to power those pneumatic actuators on mm-hmm. top. But just to recap what we're saying, we're seeing more. If you want to go zero emission, you can use an air compressor.
Correct.
Which you have on site and send air to the high pressure control valve or to the pilot operating the high pressure control valve.
Yeah, I was just about to make that distinction, but exactly.
No, do that.
Yeah, this is a good distinction to make, that the high pressure control valve itself does not emit anything. I mean, it has a breather plug on top, but that's just to prevent a vacuum in that actuator cavity. Everything that the actuator is forcing out is going through whatever pneumatic device is controlling it. So, I mean, it's a bit of a technicality. They don't emit anything themselves, but when they do actuate, they send that somewhere, and it's typically through the controller.
So I'm going to throw a hard question at you. Maybe easy for you. We were working on a project this morning, and we were wondering, in a back pressure scenario, you've got a package, you've got the pilot, mm-hmm. usually, right? But in a dump valve scenario, the thing that's sending a signal to the control valve is a level controller.
Mm-hmm.
Do they need a supply gas regulator from the controller to the high pressure control valve in that scenario? Do you know?
No, typically not. Typically, that is regulated upstream of the controller.
Okay.
So supply comes into the controller, and then it goes from the controller to the valve, and that's it. It dead ends.
Okay. So if there's a high pressure control valve on a dump application, mm-hmm. typically there's not a package buildup with it?
No. Typically it's just the valve and then whatever's controlling the valve.
That was easy for you.
Softball.
Yeah. Okay. Number fourth benefit of a high pressure control valve is its ease of repair. So you touched on this a little bit with the top works, but even going further into the valve, why is it easy to repair?
You don't need any specialized tools to do the job. We do sell tools to help you get seats out in occasions where they're stuck. Mm-hmm. Most repair guys can do that with the tools that they have on hand. Topworks conversions are simple. The changing out the stuffing boxes is simple. Trim sets are simple. It really is just an easy product to work on. Once you've done it once, maybe twice, you've done it for all of the high-pressure control valves that we sell, and they're really easy to work on from that point. So the learning curve is very small when it comes to high-pressure control valves.
When you started or when folks start, is this one of the first products we have them, like, if they're going to be hands-on with the product?
Good question.
Repair it?
Yeah, I don't know. I know that they have a formalized level system in assembly. I'd imagine this would be among the easier.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a pilot with all the intricacies that are in that. So, yeah, I'd imagine so, but I don't know for sure.
All right, and we've got plenty of videos as well on stem-guided and cage-guided how to repair these valves on our YouTube channel. Number five, all right, last one is we have application-specific packages.
Mm-hmm.
I probably wrote that. It's worded a little weird. Can you elaborate?
What we're saying there is that instead of purchasing all of the pieces needed to do an application or for a specific application, you can just buy the package pre-built and we'll send you like a high pressure, back pressure package with one of our high pressure control valves, pilot, you know, whatever it needs to accomplish your goal and your upstream process. We can build it here, send it to you. You don't have to do all the building and then you can just put it in line.
So that gets back to our kind of two scenarios, either gas regulation or dump. So in the dump, shouldn't need any of these kind of accessory parts.
Correct.
Typically. But gas regulation, whether back pressure or pressure reduction, you're going to need the accessory parts.
Yeah, a little more involved. Yeah, you'll need the controller mounted to it, and then you need, you know, maybe a supply gas regulator, maybe a sense line protector, depending on what you're doing, drip pot to knock out some of the liquids before the pilot. So a little more involved. There's tubing involved in that as well. So yeah, we can do all that here in a package sense and send it to you. So it's more plug and play when you're ready to go.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, we're going to end with a segment called Stuff We Like.
Mm.
And so Jordan, this could be anything from your work world, could be energy production, any energy industry related. Doesn't have to be. Could be personal life. Could be a movie, book, food, turkey chili.
Mayo. How about stumbled on an app maybe the last 3 or 4 months that I really like called Hoopla. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Library?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a streaming library app.
Nice.
So for a long time, I was paying for Audible books. I stopped that because you can just stream the book. You don't even have to borrow them. You just stream it directly to your phone with your library card.
Library card,
yeah.
Right? Or
and
library
so
account.
I like audiobooks. All of my books I've been doing through
Hoopla,
and I've never bumped into a book on there that isn't there and just readily available for me to listen to.
That's
and
great.
It's free with your library card. So
Hoopla.
All
right.
Yeah.
We'll link to that in the show notes. All right. So my stuff we like this week it's a simple one. It's called walking. You've heard of this?
The physical act?
Walking. The physical act of walking.
Okay.
Not a show or anything. Man, the weather, we've had some unseasonably warm weather in Oklahoma this early spring, late winter. And so I've just taken some walks. And again, I know it's simple, but just it's allowed me some time to work through things in my head. I try to stay off my phone while I'm doing it. Discovered some stuff in my neighborhood and even like around Kimray's campus that I didn't know existed. And so that was fun. So just, All right. Well, thanks for joining us for this episode of Stuff About Energy Production. We will link to the videos and several of the things listed in today's show notes, and we will catch you next time.